The TUC Secretary General Kofi Asamoah has called for an economic policy that will not continue to focus only on inflation management. Instead, there should be a clear policy to address the growing menace of joblessness among the youth. This, he said, is the only way to grow the economy. Mr. Asamoah spoke to George Ankrah after addressing the 8th Quadrennial Delegates Conference of the Timber and Woodworkers Union in Cape Coast.
We very much want to appreciate the attempt to reduce inflation. Inflation definitely helps in business promotion. But if one would have followed the neoliberal monetary free market policies, which over the past 25 years or so, structural adjustment and poverty reduction strategies have been moving on. It is really a difficulty by relying on an uncertain market. The neoliberals hold a view that once we manage through whatever means to tame inflation and interest rates are maintained at a certain arbitrary level, the economy will grow and employment will be created automatically. This simplistic notion has really, over the period, not really helped in ensuring job creation and other economic indicators. So the point we make is that we need not simply over-rely on taming inflation, but then it should be reduced into job creation and other things that will bring about improvement in the well-being of the people. If you agree with me, currently, even though inflation is low, cost of living is still rising. What it means is that if we have low inflation, it does not mean that cost of living is not rising. It is just the rate of the increase in cost of living, which has been reduced. So it brings us to the point where now, even though inflation is low, cost of living is also quite high in the country now. And that is what we mean by not over-relying on taming inflation alone, but we are really bent on ensuring that it's translated into ensuring that we create jobs for the teeming unemployed people that we have in the country.
Some like-minded people like you are saying that Ghana is very expensive comparatively to other countries. Do you share this view?
You may only conclude if you really have the comparable indicators and information that you need to deal with. You cannot safely conclude that cost of living is too high beyond other countries if you don't have the information. What we know for now in Ghana is that even though inflation is low, yet cost of living is increasing daily. And that is the major issue concerning us as working people. Each time we get into negotiating incomes, salaries, and wages, employers and government would want to over-rely on the fact that inflation is low. But the truth about it is that because cost of living is still rising, you need a corresponding increase in salaries to be able to contain that situation. And that has been our argument.
That brings me to the negotiation that you've been doing recently about the workers' base pay. Where have you reached?
It's likely this week we will conclude. We are meeting today, and God willing, we'll be able to conclude the public sector pay for 2011 this week.
Do you think that to be enough or commensurate if you look at the figures of inflation and the take home that you believe is not taking workers home?
In fact, that has been the argument over a long time. The negotiations are protracted because government wants to patch increases at a level which is not acceptable to us as working people. The unions are also arguing from a level that you should have a reference to current cost of living and not the inflation indicators alone. So you may appreciate the fact that we began the negotiations immediately after the determination of the minimum wage. And that to today, we have not been able to conclude because of the differences. But we're hoping that in course of this week, we'll be able to come out conclusively with the pay review for public sector workers for 2011.
Mr. Asamoah also urged stakeholders in the timber sector to adopt a social approach to address deforestation due to chainsaw operations and charcoal burning.
The Quadrennial Conference of the Timber and Woodworkers Union has a theme on deforestation, sustaining the environment in view of argument for decent work. So the argument we were making is that yes, the extent to which we are losing our forests is really alarming. We really ask for the fact that it requires a collective effort and that there should be enough dialogue between stakeholders, because sometimes some of the decisions that have been taken in the past have not been helpful to resolve the problems in the long run. For instance, we argue that some people within the forest belt depend on cutting down trees for charcoal and doing all those things. So some of the things that a general dialogue and a very conclusive attempt to solve the problem would be to look for alternative livelihood for such people. If you don't really amongst the solutions think about alternative livelihood, it will be difficult to just persuade people not to be destroying the environment. So what we were asking for is that there should be enough dialogue between government, workers, communities and all stakeholders so that at the end of the day we'll have a long solving solution to the rate at which we are losing our forest. And along the line we should really consciously build on that dialogue, hoping that that will help resolve the loss in the, our forest and the loss of our forest as is going on now.
So you believe that past attempts to use the police and I mean the military to stop the activities of chainsaw operators is not the best and that it has not worked?
Along the line, we are not saying so. What we are saying is that in addition to that, there should be a lot of dialogue. People should be made to be aware. We should really bring along all stakeholders, including the communities, in the fight against the destruction of the environment.
The TUC Secretary General also called on the authorities of the University of Ghana and the educational authorities to do a lot more consultation before fixing school fees.
We have been involved in discussing the future of our education in this country. And the payment of user fees, even though we all agree, we think that there should be enough consultation in paying the user fees so that it should not be done at a level where parents cannot be able to cope with. We are the same people, workers, who have our walls in the various levels. So what we really disagree with the authorities is the lack of enough consultation. Yes, we all believe in sharing in the cost of education, but generally all these things should be done. There should be enough consultation between the authorities and the universities and the students in all other things so that we can almost always agree on what the parents and the wards can cope with at the time. Now we all admit that times are hard. If we don't really relate these things to what we can afford to pay, it will be difficult for workers and parents to be able to meet this cost in the use of fees.
Now that the University of Ghana has pegged the fees and is telling students that they should pay upfront or forget about it, are we not creating a large army of school dropouts again whose problem is not the ability to pay but the situation?
We are definitely doing that, and I would use your medium to call on the school authorities to rescind their decision and allow enough consultation in agreeing on what is feasible to be paid by the students. We should not arbitrarily be dealing with these things as you have just mentioned. And let me really use your medium in appealing that we need to do further consultation in ensuring that the fees are pegged to what is appreciable and what can be paid by our wards in the universities.
TUC Secretary General Kofi Asamoah talking to George Ankrah.